Hello everyone and welcome to the first edition of Samantha's Fortunes podcast, and the topic that I am talking about today is tarot cards and what part they can play in our lives, whether every day, once a week, once a month, or just whenever you feel like it. Some people believe that tarot cards are evil. At one point in my life, I agreed with that, but not for any real reason. If you look at most things in life, they can be abused. And if you're using them to cause harm on others, then obviously that's not quite right. You should use them with good intention and to help someone, whether it be yourself, a friend, or even a family member, whoever it is that wants some guidance and advice with tarot cards. I do find them a useful tool, and they can be interpreted in many different ways. Some people like to read the little booklets that come with them. Some people like to learn intuitively. I do a bit of both, and I have to say that I have found them very interesting and enlightening. And also, I do believe that they have helped some people make some firm decisions about their lives when confronted with something in either black and white or glorious technicolor, whatever shape or form the cards come in. Sometimes when something's there right in front of you, you can see things in a different light. So I'm going to give you a example of one situation that is very, very memorable for me as a person that does readings. And I don't always use cards in my readings, but generally I have got a large, you know, range of cards, from oracle cards to tarot cards, all sorts of things. And playing cards are really originally what tarot is based on. And tarot comes from, it believed, Italy in around the 15th century, and the Italian word for it is tarocchi. Since then, it's spread across Europe. There's so many different varieties of cards now. If you can think of a subject, there's probably something that's been based on that with tarot cards. So back to the situation that I was going to mention. I did a reading for someone, and I have not seen this come up before. And the person in question had told me that there was some difficulty in their life with regards to their marriage, with regards to, their drinking habits and other bits and pieces. I didn't want them to go into too much detail, but sometimes people do that. And I chose four cards. And that's based on my intuition on what number to choose, and that's about it. But you can sometimes ask people to pick them out randomly, or you can, you know, whatever way you want to do it. There's no real pattern, although there are some, you know, patterns that you can use, like the Celtic cross for one. There's also one based on the clock. There's all sorts of different ones that you can do, even the three card spread. Anyway, for this instance, I cannot remember what exactly I did, but it was just literally off the cuff. So the first three cards are turned over. 9, second card, 9, third card, 9. And to say this person's face was a picture was an understatement. It really said to me, this is a wake-up call for you. 999 doesn't necessarily mean emergency, but in this case, for me, it felt like it did, because this person had admitted that they were drinking quite a large amount on a daily basis. And I think it was easy to see that, you know, they were suffering from this, and it wasn't any, you know, didn't take an Einstein moment to work this out. And, you know, health is number one over and above everything else. So whether or not it was the Nine of Swords, Nine of Wands, or the Nine of Pentacles, I would say it was probably those three, and the other one would be, if I couldn't even remember what the last one would be. So there were Nine of Wands, Nine of Spades, yeah, did we mention Nine of Wands anyway? Whatever it was that came up, it would mean that everything, all of these things were at risk, you know, him losing his health, and over and above everything, as I just said. health is the most important thing. If you haven't got your health, you're not really able to do much. You can do so much, but maybe not as much as what you did. And literally with that, after about 5 minutes, when the reading ended, this person looked at me and just said, I've really got to go and make some serious choices about my lifestyle. And yeah, and I was glad that I was able to help this person, give them some insight and help them hopefully choose the right path. I mean, no one wants to be drinking every night of the week or whatever it was that was going on. It wasn't really going to end well if it continued. So I do believe that tarot cards, if used, you know, as I said, with the right purpose, for the right intentions, for good intentions, you could do readings on absolutely any subject you wanted to. Everyone may interpret a card differently, and sometimes it's good to get someone else's perspective on, you know, a card spread. Sometimes it's not. Many of us work on our own. It's not always possible. In terms of should you buy a pack of tarot cards, I've heard this situation, oh, you shouldn't buy yourself cards, you should wait to be gifted them. Well, I think if you waited to be gifted a set of tarot cards, you could be waiting a long time. If you're meant to find the set, you know, they'll find their way to you. If you're not, then you're not. You'll end up buying them. I think most people find their way to them in some shape or form if it's something that they want in their life. For me, I bought my first set probably, oh, I have to think about this, over, well, probably 15 years ago. And I actually predicted something in it to a family member that did come true. And it wasn't to my advantage when it did come true. Not saying that it should have been, but it was quite ironic that it did make a prediction. So in what shape and form should you use tarot? Well, if you do get a message, it's basically saying this is potentially what could happen. So it therefore gives you the free will to decide, okay, if this does happen, then I'm not going to, you know, I don't like the sound of that, so therefore I'm going to avoid that. And, you know, you could do another couple of cards after that to see what other possibilities could arise. So yeah, they're giving you insight. And people say, you know, are they accurate? Are they accurate? And I do think they are. Can they be addictive? For the online stuff, for those of you that watch YouTube, there are a lot of videos out there that will do a general reading that go on for an hour and a half. And I personally don't really think that's of use because, you know, there's thousands of people that watch these videos and they cannot all apply to everybody. There may be small elements, but an hour and a half, I would say that your time is probably better invested in something else. However, the side of it when it comes to knowledge, it is a way of learning about the cards, but I would say the best way to learn them is to invest in a deck, whether, as I said, that's given to you or you buy some, to spend time with your cards, get to know each card in itself and what all the elements of the card represent. So to give you an insight, all the cards have a major arcana and the minor arcana, and the major arcana consists of 22 cards from 0 to 21, and they are to do with major events, and the rest of it, which is 56 cards, and I do hope I've got that right, they are basically the sort of minor events of life. So they all run as like a standard playing pack of cards would be, so from ace to 10, and then jack queen king, but the jack can sometimes present as a knight, if I've got that right. So but because there's so many cards out there, sometimes you're going to get, you know, different terms for those individuals. So, as I said, even the illustrations can vary from pack to pack. And some people will stick with the same deck for years. Some people prefer to use different ones. There's no hard or fast rule about it, but I would say that if you do get a deck and you are getting some, you know, really accurate results from them and some positive outcomes, then they would definitely be the cards for you. And also, some people say, you know, is it wise to share your cards with anybody? Should you let people, you know, pick your cards up? Well, I don't really have an issue with it. I think if you, you know, trust that person and, you know, you cleanse your cards afterwards, whether that's with a crystal or just, you know, gently wipe them down or whatever it is you want to do, you don't have to do anything. I would say to, however, to store them in a box when you finish using them, just to keep the energy all together. So that is the end of my first introduction to tarot cards. I've kept it short and brief, partly because it is the first one. If you do like the content that I've put together, please do let me know. If there are any other topics that you'd like me to cover, then please send me an email, which is samanthasfortunes@mail.com. And you can also find my website by typing in Samantha's Fortunes into Google, and it should lead you to a purple and white site. I've also got some helpful links on there. And if you want to, you can also book a reading with me. Thank you for taking the time out to listen to this today, and do take care of yourselves.